Good morning, people of God. Grace and peace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you and with your spirit. Let us worship God together as we listen to the song of praise. As the deer pants for the water, so my soul longs after thee.
As the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee.
Let us unite in prayer. Merciful Lord, we thank you for your presence in our lives and in our world. We long for your presence, Lord. We want your presence to linger long, to take a permanent residence within our hearts and within our homes. For we know, loving Lord, that it is only in the presence of our Redeemer, the Comforter, the Light, and the Waymaker, that we will find healing for our hearts, our souls, and our world. Enter in, loving Lord, and move in our hearts and in our homes. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in this place. Amen. Friends, turn with me now to the scripture of this morning from the Old Testament, Lamentations chapter 1, reading verses 1 through to 6. Listen for the word of God. How lovely is the city, but how lonely she sits. How lonely sits the city that was full of people. How like a widow has she become. She who was great among the nations, she who was a princess among the provinces, has become a slave. She weeps bitterly in the night with tears on her cheeks. Among all her lovers, she has none to comfort her. All her friends have dealt treacherously with her. They have become her enemies. Judah has gone into exile because of affliction and heart servitude. She dwells now among the nations, but finds no resting place. Her pursuers have all overtaken her in the midst of her distress. The roads to Zion mourn, for none come to the festival. All her gates are desolate, her priests groan. Her virgins have been afflicted, and she herself suffers bitterly. Her foes have become the head, her enemies prosper, because the Lord has afflicted her for the multitude of her transgressions. Her children have gone away, captives before the foe. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. As we turn our attention to the text of this morning, I wonder if we could consider as a theme God's sustaining grace through the trials of suffering. A little bit of background as we consider the reading of Lamentations this morning. The author feels that her or his deity has abandoned them. And they've done that in the midst of the hour of greatest need. Recognizing that there are many voices to be heard in the course of cataloguing the suffering of the people of the land. People of God, we all hurt physically, and very often we cry out in pain. We all hurt religiously, as we have during COVID-19, and the fact that we were separated because we couldn't come together collectively at one considered time for worship in the sanctuary. Perhaps we didn't cry out in pain, but we did lament. Lamentation opens with Jerusalem personified as a widow mourning over a plight. We need to recognize that perhaps this is a dirge, a requiem for the fallen, destroyed country. And so as we, God's people, consider the many times that we have experienced a national tragedy that has caused communities to be struck speechless, one too many time in our lifetime. You will remember the Sharpeville massacre, the murder of Steve Biko. Just the other day, we had the news and all of the respective media outlets reminding us of the importance that all lives matters. Farm murders. Two of the most recent victims that were killed on the farm were members of the Presbyterian Church and our moderator of the Presbyterian Church, the Reverend Dr. Peter Langerman, presided at that very, very difficult funeral. You will remember the shootings at Marikane. Gender-based violence and femicide, and our current reality, the coronavirus COVID-19. We are all too familiar with the phenomenon of communal grief. What do we do as a people, as a community, the society at large, in the face of such grief? As African people, I know that you will agree with me. When difficulties come, our responses are, we either dance, it's an expression of our grief. We sing, and the songs that we sing are particularly songs of grief and mourning. Questions are portrayed in that songs. Very often, we recite poems. We paint pictures and murals that stand as reminders in our community for us after the event. Many years, some of us no longer around to tell the story, but there's somebody that can tell the story. We light candles because the flame invokes the presence of the transforming spirit. But collectively, we mourn. People of God, in repeating over and over again the very deep pain that wells up inside of us in such moments, churches, malls, streets, town squares, taxi ranks, public places all become places of worship. In the Hebrew Bible, the Lament Psalms, and the reading from the scripture this morning from the book of Lamentations give us insights as to how people expressed their grief in those times. The poet author of this book does not have the option to abandon their faith over what has happened to Jerusalem, even though the responsibility for what has happened to Jerusalem is squarely placed at the door of Yahweh. In their pain, they sang a dirge. A dirge that seeks to express their own pain and to inspire Yahweh to have mercy upon them. Friends, in every congregation, there are people affected by personal and communal tragedy. and together we mourn, together we grieve. It's the Apostle Paul that reminds us we are one body. The hand cannot say to the arm, I don't need you. The ear cannot say to the eye, I don't need you. There is no disconnect in the body of Christ. When there is a grief in our community, it is a communal grief. At a personal level, the loss of a loved one, the confirmed diagnosis of a dreaded disease, an impending divorce may leave people feeling shell-shocked, in deep turmoil. Then there are the communal tragedies of rampant crime, gangsterism, drug abuse, church communities that are struggling to survive in the midst of a hostile world. In these situations and an abundance of others, those of us who preach God's word feel sometimes that we need to offer people answers. Sometimes, however, people of God, we are called to do what we are called to do is not to give people answers as much as we are called to allow people the permission to grieve, to mourn, to lament. On a personal level, over the last month, two friends have died due to COVID-19. And the one particular incident, the wife of our friend could not attend the funeral because she too had COVID and was no longer allowed to attend the service. Her lament is far from over. We know that any loss has different layers of grief. And you cannot skip any of those particular steps in your grieving. And so often we as a collective need to come together to lament what has happened. You and I together, when we meet again on the 4th of October, God willing, will have an opportunity to lament what has happened over the last 5 to 6 months. In our collective effort, friends, we recognize that there are people, parishioners, worshippers, children of God, who cling to their faith, however big or however small. There are those who are struggling to understand how a good God allows for such evil to happen in our world. There are those of our number for whom the old answers are no longer sufficient. Together we are stronger, and as a collective, in our lament and beyond our lamentations, we need to find the new signs of hope that comes only from our God. And so I encourage you today to consider with me and to consider with your family. In the presence of God is where we find renewed hope. It is in the presence of God that our peace is restored. It is in the presence of God, in the presence of friends and sisters and brothers alike, that we can weep without needing to speak words. Where we can sit quietly and pour out our pain. It is in the presence of God that we find healing. And so, people of God, we may never understand the contours of personal or communal tragedy, but I pray that together, as God's people, we can point each other to the understanding that any suffering may have a redemptive purpose, especially if it is carried with just a pinch of faith. Look to Jesus. that terrible Friday. That terrible, terrible Friday, hanging on the cross of Calvary. Very little words uttered. He clung to his faith, and God pulled him through. Whatever your lament this day, remember whose you are. And remember whom it is that calls you and says, place your hand in mine and trust me. I've got you. I've got your back. Recognize in your suffering my sustaining grace. Grace that will never leave us where it found us. Grace that has the power to transform our circumstances and our hearts. People of God, may that grace be sufficient for you, not only today, but in every day that you are faced with a difficulty. I pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, the one who is able to change our mourning into joy. The one who has the power to exchange our ashes for beauty. The one who gives us the ability through the courage within us to change our mourning clothes into clothes of praise. I pray this for you. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Friends, listen with me to the hymn, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine. Amen.
Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine, heir of salvation, purchased of God, born of his Spirit, washed in his blood.
we come to the love feast that's prepared for you and for me. And I thank you for the months that you have come around this particular time and moment to share in what is familiar yet different. But let us come together now around the table of the Lord. And prepared for us is the blood of Christ and the body of Christ. Not only will we eat and remember the love of the Lord, we will also drink and give thanks for all his goodness and for all his love. Let us be still as we prepare our hearts. Yes, Lord Jesus, thank you for your sacrifice on the cross. It is that sacrifice that allows us to have this time to partake of your body and of your blood. And as we take of it, Lord, our prayer is that you will strengthen us enough so that we will continue to serve you and one another. In you, Lord, we put our trust. Amen. Friends, whoever you are, this table is spread for you. Whatever you have done, this love feast is prepared for you. Whatever your faults or your fears, your faith or your doubt, this love feast is prepared for you. Christ recognized our weakness and was willing to die. He knew we deserved nothing, yet he gave us his all. Whoever you are and whatever your journey, come to the feast, for the table has been prepared for us. Bread and wine, life and light, love and mercy, grace and truth. These are God's gifts offered to us. Let us take and rejoice. Let us pray. Praise be to you, life giver. Praise be to you, glory bringer. Praise be to you, God, who loves and saves and fills all things with your presence and your grace. To you, holy God, we give all the glory. Amen. People of God, as the disciples came to know Christ through the breaking of bread, may you and I too grow in knowledge and in love as we eat of the body of Christ. Amen. The cup of blessing which is for us. Amen. Our prayer of thanks. Let us pray. Gracious God, whose Spirit helps us in our weakness and guides us in our prayers, we pray for the church and for the world in the name of Jesus Christ, who offered himself on the cross of Calvary for us. Lord, renew the life and faith of the church. Strengthen our witness and make us one in Christ. Grant that we all who confess that Christ is Lord may be faithful in your service and filled with the Spirit. May the world turn to you afresh. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Loving Lord, guide the nations of the world. Guide the leaders of Africa. Grant them your peace and your wisdom. Teach us, O Lord, the ways of justice, freedom, and peace. Help us to seek the unity and the welfare of all people. Give to all in authority the wisdom and the strength to do what is right. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Loving Lord, comfort those in sorrow, heal the sick in body and mind. And Lord, deliver the oppressed. Grant us compassion for all who suffer, and help us so to carry one another's burden that we may fulfill the law of Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Receive our thanks and praise for all you have served and for all you have given us in the simplicity of this love feast. Blessed to our bodies and us to your service. May we all find joy in your reign. We pray this in your name, Lord Jesus, and for your sake. May we, your people, recognize your sustaining grace in the midst of our suffering. Amen. People of God, our benediction as we conclude. May the peace and the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. May you walk in the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. May you be transformed by the transforming power of the Holy Spirit. And may the Lord of love and the Spirit that is transformative never depart from you. I pray this in the name of the Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. Go in peace.